Okay, guys. So now we're going to move to the topic of who drinks the wine. We talked about whether everyone has to drink, but let's talk about the original drinking. So just to back up a little here on Kof Ham and Bet, before we get to the key line, it's the Gemara quotes a Braita. The Gemara is trying to figure out whether, in fact, there's relevance to Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata, that mitzvot are beloved in their proper time. And the Gemara says, and with halachic implications, the Gemara says, Vatanya, the Braita says, Anichnas leveito b'motzei Shabbat. This is a Kof Ham and Bet. Then someone who comes home on Motzei Shabbat, Mevarech al hayayin, you say the bracha on wine, v'al amoran, on the candle, v'al psamim on spices, v'achach omer avda alakos, and then you say, ha'mavdim in kodesh l'chol, on a cup of wine, v'in lo elakos echad, and if you only have one cup of wine, v'anicho ad l'achar amazon, v'mishal shalom kulon at l'acharav, v'lo merin chaviva mitzvah v'shato. So, you put it, leave it till after benching, and you include all the brachot on it, and we don't say chaviva mitzvah v'shato, and make you say Havdalah right away, even though Havdalah is the mitzvah of the night. So, Amar Lei, Ana lo chakim ana velo chaza ana. He said, look, I'm not a wise person, nor an important person, velo yechida ana. Ela gamar nevesedar ana. And I learn, I organize things, v'chein mor vei midrash kavati, and that's what the Beit Midrash says, Shani lan bena yula yama huka yama la yama kol kama de makvin lay adif machavin lay apuka yama machrin lay kechid lulahave love kituna. When it comes to Kiddush and you're bringing in the day, you want to do it right away. But Havdalah, you don't want to rush Havdalah even though there's mitzvah the night because it looks like Shabbat is a burden on you and therefore we always push Havdalah as late as possible. Shmamina. So now for our purposes, the Gemara now learns several things for this. Shmamina mi hamadnida tamne. We learn eight halacha from this. One, Shmamina Ma'avdal Batila, Sarshiyadalakos. That even if you make Avdallah in Kiddush, in Shemon Esra, you have to make Kiddush on wine. Ushmamina Bracha Tunakos. And the second is that benching requires a cup of wine. Ushmamina Koshal Bracha Tsarakshir. And that there needs to be a requisite amount. How do I know that has to be a requisite amount? Because otherwise you couldn't say if you don't have enough for two. Because he would just divide it into two, and it wouldn't matter. The fact that you don't have enough shows that you need a shear for each halachic cup. Ushmamina hamivarech tzarech shiyito. And we learn that the person who's making the bracha must taste that which he's making the bracha on, because otherwise he wouldn't have to drink it. Or he could use it for avdallah and benching without drinking it. Ushmamina tam mavdil. And that if you taste it is pigam, right, it is disqualified. And that the one who tasted the wine recites Havdalah. You could say two kedusha and one. Ushmamina bechama hivali de biyuda. Okay, the main line I want is simply which one? Right, so we learn that the person drinking it has to make the bracha. So now, what we're trying to figure out is the parameters of this. So if you now skip, so remember we had spent a very long time in Kuvav Amud Aleph, at the bottom of Kuvav Amud Aleph after where we had reached with Kiddush, the Gemara then introduces a few halachot about Havdalah, and when if you forget Havdalah, and though that discussion continues through Kuvav Amud Beis, in the bottom of Kuvav Amud Beis tells us the halacha that after if you eat before Havdalah, you can no longer make, right? That messes you up. But that brings us to the top of Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amar Rava Hilchata Tam Mekadesh Utam Mavdil. The one who already ate before Kiddush can still make Kiddush. The one who ate before Havdalah can make Havdalah. Umishalo Kiddush Berev Shabbat Mekadesh V'Aleich Kol Yom Kulo Ad Motzei Shabbat. If you didn't make Kiddush on Friday night, you do it, meaning with the bracha of Mekadesh Shabbat until Motzei Shabbat. Mishalo Hivdil Motzei Shabbat. If you didn't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbat, V'Aleich Kol Yom Shabbat Kulo, you can say Havdalah all week. I'm just catching us up for where right this ends up in the Gemara. And then if you skip down to like halfway down Kovzayin, so then the Gemara says, okay, right, once we're talking about all these things, drinking, what do you drink with? Gemara says, Mitimad Kai Yayin Kolshu. So the first position is that how much wine do you have to drink? Any amount. Rabbi Yossi Rehuda Omer Melolugma. Rabbi Yossi says, a cheekful. And Amar Rabuna Marav, Chintani Rav Gidol de Mitnarsh, Hamekadesh Vitam Lugma of Yatza. If you make Kiddush and you have a cheek full of wine, you are Yotzevim Lav, Lo Yatza. And if you didn't, you are not Yotze. Okay? So, if you had these Gemaras, what would you assume? What is the halacha, normal halacha? Yeah, the person making Kiddush has to drink. There's a shita that you need to have any amount, but then the Gemara concludes, no, you need Melo Lugmav. And there's a good svara to this, right? You have to drink the wine, you have to make it on a shear, and you have to drink a shear. Because, you know, either wine is a fundamental part of the Kiddush, a la the Mafaresh, or is it Delrita, is it Derabanan, or once you made the bracha, now you're chayef because, you know, you made the bracha, and the minimum significant amount that you have to drink is Milo Lugmav. So what we want to figure out is first just get some down the basic facts here. Is what does it mean to drink Milo Lugmav? And then you need to figure out who has to drink the wine. Yes, Kelly. Possibly, right? We'd have to figure out what's the lumdus. If the Maisavitz itself is drinking the wine, which is the position of the Faresh. So, yeah, so then presumably the Mevarech has to drink it because, well, maybe. I mean, it's part of the definition of the mitzvah, and I'm being motzi other people, as Kobe says, well, then I should drink, and I should make the bracha and drink, because that is the unit. That is the mitzvah. Now, you could say that the right level, like the first, you said that they're abundant level, but either way, you might end up there. On the other hand, correct. You could say that really the Kiddush is al hakos and the drinking isn't part of it, or Kiddush is part of the suud and therefore everybody can do it, or right. And that's what we need to figure out. But first, let's just get down a few details. What is the amount here, right? Before we get into the central thing I want to focus on, which is who has to drink, let's start with the question of how much are we talking about here. Okay, so the Gemara shear is Milo Lugmav, is a cheekful. How much is a cheekful? So if you look at two, the Gemara says Milo Lugmav, Lo Mala Lugmav Mamash, El Kolshi Lo Yisal Kenel, Tzarechav Yerkim Lugmav. First of all, it means not cheeksful, but cheekful. Yeah, that's the first point, right? Is you might as well milo lugmav, which is plural. That is what the words mean. But he says, no, there's woof woof. Mm-hmm. Right? Not but that.
I'm sure this right? Is
a correct. Not two cheeks, one cheek full. Yeah. All right, so this is a and that's why he has to clarify that this is wrong. Despite the diuk, you might have said that it's lugmav, it's two, it's one. So now if we just focus first on the lugmav today, okay? So first of all, we find out that despite the language, it means one cheekful, okay? But what is the question you would ask, right? Let's focus first on the lugmav thing. So it's one cheekful. Now what does that mean? What's the problem? Right, so one is it a personal shear and the amount is actually your cheek, or is it, right, is this a general shear of like the average person, right, is cheekful? A second problem we have to deal with, now if you look at source one, is the Gemara in Eirvin says that Amar Nachum Amar Ravua, Amar Ravua, Kol Shel Bracha Tzarech Shei Bo Rova Revi'it. Kideshim Genu Vyamor al Raviyat. A kos of bracha needs to have a Raviyat. Right? Now, what does that mean? What's a rova Raviyat? So a quarter of it is that when you mix it, because exactly, so the normal way of mixing was a quarter wine, three parts wine. That their wine was made of one part wine, of like a stronger wine, ostensibly of sorts, a syrupy thing mixed with water. So the kos needs revealed. And what's the question you need to ask? Is what is the connection between this? Because the kos needs to have revealed. And you need to drink melogmog, right? So we need to figure out what's the connection between revit and melogmog. Then we need to figure out whether melogmog is an objective shear or a personalized shear. So Tosfot by us, right now, if you come to Kuz. The cup is an objective shear, it's a revit. No, you need to figure out the connection between these, right? I mean, what is the connection between Logmog and Revit? Revit is an objective shear. Boy, are you assuming that? Kobe assumes that the cup holds minimum to drink, and therefore these should be the same shear, and if they're the same shear, and Rova Riyad is Malo Lugmav, and it's an objective shear. Correct. And God says, well, why do you say that? Maybe it comes after the whole, but this is Kobe. And Josh says,
it's less than no.
Right? No. No. It could be that the cup has holds more. Correct. But it's much easier to assume Ravid is bigger than Malo. You're right. It would be weird if Raviat was less, because you would think it has to hold at least the minimum. But you don't. But it doesn't have to be only the minimum. It could be the cup has to hold more. That's not crazy. Oh, fine. Yeah. Fine. I'll take it off. You never finish thing. Fine. Right. So Tosfot by us says Nira Shehu. Rov Revit. So Tosfot, first of all, says Malolokmav is a Rov Revit. So first of all, does he think that, so the holding of the cup, if you only have to drink Rov Revit, what does that tell you? There's two halachot. The cup has to hold a certain amount. In order for the cup to hold a certain amount, that's a bit larger amount. Is that a din in the amount of wine you need? That it's Kiddush Allah Revit? Is it a din in a coast? That less than that type of coast is not a proper kli? Maybe. Whatever. Right? But Tosfot
says, first of all, does he think it's a
personal share or general share?
General.
Tosfot, and what does he call it? A robe. Well,
that's the other.
Oh, you're right.
Oh,
you're right. One second. Other right, here.
My bad.
The Rina Kaman, who showed the robe of God, the Dafkal and the Bainavil, Ogmel Chabashan Baitse.
Sorry.
Tosfot says personal share, right? Because Og needs more. Because
he has big cheeks.
Because he has big cheeks. That's the nafkamina. Very
like
good.
That, like, if there's a small person, that like, if it's so little, they still need to have more than that. That there's a minimum that can be small.
Good. So there's technically three possibilities, right? You could either say, what are the three possibilities? Either it's completely subjective, or there's a objective minimum, but not maximum. Meaning, even if you're tiny, you still need the average.
Right.
Right. No. Maximum, not. But meaning that even if you're Ogmel Chabashan, so then you need more. But if you're, you know.
That's how I would normally conceptualize the case of a general sphere. Like, do we typically formulate here, and like, you can only have this much within this range.
Well, what do you think?
And no, my focus.
Why can't you? Tell me why not.
Like, you have too much, and then all of a sudden you retroactively invalidate it. Okay. Or you mean fill up the cup with that much?
It just feels weird that, like, depending on who says it, I would, like, switch it around.
I mean, it's not crazy, right? Well, so... Well, you tell me misvara, right? Why would you say... What's the svara to say that it's a general share? Yeah, that's how Torah normally works. Very, very good. That's how Torah normally works. So that doesn't really need much defense. Why would you say that it's subjective? So one is the textual point, which is as milo lugmav, is your cheek. And misvara, why might it be a subjective share? Very good. Right, I think the svara is exactly like Josh is saying, is that the reason I think to go in the direction that milo lugmav is a personal shear is if you think that the reason you need milo lugmav is... Yeah, is that it's accomplishing something which is very personal, right? That maybe Kiddush is about, I don't know, the experiential side, the, how would I put this better, right? What? No, right, meaning you could have that it's, yeah, right, meaning if you say that it's about, the reason you need a shear is because you need the experience of a shtia, right, of a satisfying shtia, some sort of subjective element to it, experiential element to it, then yeah, then experiential shear makes a lot of sense. Now, despite Tosfos' point, the majority of Rishonim disagree. Right, and just say, no, it's Rov Revi'it, right? I mean, Shulchan Aruch, as he quotes it, Tzarech L'shtot Miko Shel Kiddush K'Milo Lugmav, Dainu Kol Shel Tzad Echad B'Fiv Yerek Milo Lugmav, V'u Rov L'shtot Revi'it. That's what it is. It's a shear. Rov Revi'it.
Or does it say that it happens to be Rov Revi'it?
Yeah, that's what it is. But no, that's the shear.
It's subjective, but it happens to be that comes out on topic as a repeat.
It doesn't sound that way. You would want those words to be there in a code. Uh-huh. Right? And if you look at the modern postgame, you'll see that in general, right, they give a shear to it. So Roshol Zaman says, Kosho Bracha, the Shmir Shabbos Yilchaz says, Kosho Bracha, Tzarech Shieh Balufachot Revi'et Loga Yahin, Shir Lanak the Achornim, Et Midata, the Achornim say it's about Yeshan Ogalpi Minak Yerushalayim, Atik Lakacha Kozim Achila 86 Smak, which is centimeter Mukav, which is cubic centimeters, which is also known as milliliters, or in English it's either cc or ml, right? So in Hebrew it's Smak. Okay, if any of you for some reason can't take pills, so you get yourselves kids Advil, and you have the liquid stuff, or whatever, in Israel, and you're trying to figure out how much you're supposed to have, and it says smak, it does not mean the medieval. It does exactly. It does not mean the medieval Rishon, right?
It means CC or ML. Good.
We've now taught you life lessons. Smak is CC. Yeah. I figured you were smart enough to figure that one out. And of course, you know, I don't want to go through this whole sugya, but as you know, in shirim in general, there is a wide range, which range, and as you see it right here, that it ranges between 86 and 150 cc's. Fine. Piskei Tshuvot says, now that's for the coasts. How much is milo lugmav? So Piskei Tshuvot says it comes out to about 50 to 55 CCs. Okay? Now, the Mishnah Berurah clarifies that since this is about a Maisa Shkia, so it says, the Shir Shom Alungam Sar Lishtot Bli Hefsek Harbi Mendaim. You should drink it without too much waiting in between, right? You don't do a little sip, and wait a minute, and a sip. It's not that much, just drink it. Just drink it. Don't wait the amount of a shtiyah revi'it until you finish it. Definitely avoid kedil chilat pras. If you wait more than kedil chilat pras, you're not yotze at all. What? It's somewhere between 4 and 9 minutes or something. The amount of time it takes to eat a pras. Which depends how much food you think it is.
It's an amount. It's an amount which ranges. Yes, it's an amount of food.
Let's see.
Standard. Let's see what it is. Yeah, but there's no bed. Oh, does it? Okay, the standard cup is 200 milliliters. A fourth of that. Okay? Standard one. What? Yeah, this is. Okay, good. Lashir, this is. What? No. This is Malalugmav. Malalugmav is this is 200 milliliters, and Malalugmav is about a quarter of that. Anywhere between 86 and 150. So anywhere between a little less than half or three quarters.
Okay.
Correct? So somewhere here or here. Okay? That's why the Chazanish Shirim are bigger. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
Got it? Yes. Is there a reason why what? Yeah. So why can't you wait? No, because the sheer shtia. You're drinking. You're not sipping. You're drinking. What? Yes. Because kdiel chil is process the amount of time that defines a maisa achila.
But if it's about the experience, you're not getting that experience.
That's not true. Halachically, that's the experience. But it no. One is the normal one for drink. The other one is the normal one for food.
Right.
So he says, because sometimes that's the objective one. Again, whatever. But if you do it over like 3 hours. Now, by the way, there's other implications to this problem. So a major, major problem is tea. There's a huge machlok in poskim whether you make a bracha achorna on tea. What's the machlok, okay? You don't drink at the right time, on the other hand. You drink it... Hot drinks, that's the derech of achila of hot tea. Right, so this is a major problem in poskim, is do you make a bracha brochon on tea? Because it's not within the normal shtia, but it's the normal shtia of tea. And so they ask, well, is the shir generated by shtia as a category, or is it by the drink that you're drinking? If it's by the drink you're drinking, this is normal. If it's by the...
Is the standard different by food? What would soup be considered? Is soup a drink?
I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
Fine. Okay. I'm sorry. Pull back.
What? Is the problem? Well, normal halachically, right? Meaning, you know, some of these things. But yeah. What? Correct. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Again, I didn't want to spend too much time on it. There is lumdas here, but I just wanted to give you sort of the basics to understand what's going on. And the Shaar Tzion says, "Nearly distam shtiat reviyat misharin and kederach shtiat bnei adam." And he says, "How much is the shtiat reviyat? I don't know. Figure out how long it takes people to drink a reviyat of wine. I don't know. 2 seconds? 3 seconds? I don't know. We can do an experiment. I don't know. This is your cup, Morty. Someone drank it.
I don't know."
Here's the more or less the smaller share. I don't know. Drink it. Count. How long does it take him to review this?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, 4 or 5 seconds. I don't know. Shkoyach. And I don't know. So Mo is into chugging, so maybe it'll take him 2 seconds. I don't know. Whatever. What? Just drink. You shouldn't until you've had the minimum share now. Okay, anyways, that's just a little bit of Malalugmav. I don't want to spend too much time. I just wanted to, you know, obviously we're doing Kiddush. You need a little basic knowledge, halacha l'maaseh, what we're talking about, and a little shtick alumdus here if it's a personal share or not. Fine. But now let's get to the question. Okay, well, who needs to drink that amount? So as we saw, the key line is the one which I repeated for you here, which is Amakadesh v'ta'am Malalugmav yatsa v'imlav lo yatsa. So, from that line, if you only had that line, and I asked you, who has to drink the wine, what would you have said? The Mekadesh. Thank you. Very good. Why would you get a crazy svara like that, Josh? Thank you, because it says so. Because it says so. I know this is insane, but it says you should drink it. And therefore, Josh crazily says, it says you should drink it. That means you should drink it. And in fact, that is the position, the halacha gedolot, if you look at number 10, it says, Veheicha diyavlu kasa lekidushe vekadish, veishchale velotayim. If they give you the cup of wine, and you make kiddush, and you forget and don't drink, shaklu achrina v'shatua, and someone else comes and drinks it, maitinin le kasa achrina. You have to get a new cup, muvarek v'regav v'nishati, and break the bracha on agaf. And again, d'amar ma'ar, Hamikadesh ta ta'am melo lugmav yatsa v'im lav lo yatsa. No. No, I need more.
No, you do not have to do that again. But you do have to.
Why do you have to do that again?
Drink.
Are they not attached?
Good. Hold the thought for 1 second. Let's get the other main sheet on the table, and then let's do svara. I know normally we do the other way around, but because in this case you read the line and it's so obvious, it says you have to drink. So we need to first prove that anybody doesn't hold this, and then we can try to figure it out. And the Rashbam on the words Ta'am Melo Lugmav Yatzav in Lav Lo Yatzav, right on your Gemara, says V'Holchi Hilchada. That's how we paskin. So if I just stopped it there, if you drink a Melo Lugmav, you are Yotzei. If not, you're Yotzei, but Hachi Hilcha, then that's what we paskin. You would have said, what does that mean? If you drink the wine, then you're Yotzei. If you didn't drink the wine, you're not Yotzei. And he says, by that we mean, V'hushalei tam echad, look, we call him Mesubin. Aval tam echad mehem yatsu yidei chobatan aval bishalotamo. That's if nobody drank it. But if somebody drank it, then you're Yotzei. So,
so we have the one possibility is Tam Mekadesh. I'm going to call this Tam Mekadesh Mamash, right?
The Tam Mekadesh means
you actually have to do it. The other is anyone. And then within anyone, we have two possibilities. What are the two possibilities, Josh? No, well, sure, let's appeal to the evidence, but we can ask for a tefillah, fine. The other is?
Can they do the siren?
One or? Oh, no. One.
Good. Now we have the three positions, Shachrim, that you're going to find in Rishonim, but now justified. So we have positions in Rishonim who say, Tan Mekadesh Mamash, that is? The Bahag, Balalach of Gedola.
What do you mean by one or two?
What? Meaning, does one person have to drink? One person drinks full shear, full melo.
Oh, it's like the carbon, the heptagon.
Right? Or melo lugmav must be drunk.
Oh, good. So now give me svara. So now we have the theoretical possibilities. Now give me textual reasons and svara reasons to dig each position. Well, let's start with Tam Mekadesh Mamash. Give me give me a textual reason. Says this. Yeah, that's a good reason for the Baha. Good. What about here? Not.
You could read it into the other Gemara.
Very good. It's not Dafka. Right? And which Gemara? Yeah, I mean, you gotta say it's loved off. I don't know. Good, fine. Total, a Malogu must be drunk, or a single person, anybody, must drink it. Yeah. It can't be that multiple people need to have a Malogu. Then we're back to the Grizz. Correct. Correct, as in anyone. Anyone? Yes. One person, any person, but that person must have a Malukmav, or a Malukmav must be drunk in total. Yes, that's this. This is a Kaddish. This is anyone. And then anyone is either one person or total. Good. So we got the textual point. Svara. Well, what? Okay, well, so if you want to say this, you would say that one possibility is that drinking is part of Amirat, is part of the Kiddush itself. And therefore, at first glance, you would end up saying the person who makes Kiddush must drink it. Good. Second possibility might be that there is a Birchat Hananin component. And the one who gets Hana'ah needs... Good. What's the problem with this position? What's the problem with this position? Well, that this is justifying that position. The one who makes the Kiddush has to drink it. Is this, wouldn't necessarily need shear? Right? Meaning, if it's part of the Kiddush itself, presumably...
It's only one component.
Good, but theoretically, you could come up with a position that...
It's not only Birchas. Nobody would say it's only Birchas.
No, but you could say that the Birchas Hananin is what requires the Mekadesh to make the drink, to drink it. And then there's a second halacha that someone has to have Malugmav, and you would end up with a position that the Mekadesh needs to have a little bit, and somebody needs to have Malugmav. Right? Well, why? So if you think that drinking is part of the Kiddush itself, then obviously, yes. Oh, very good. So now Kobe starts justifying the other side, which is, well, why would you say anyone can drink? And that is, so Kobe says, what do you mean? It's a mitzvah, and we've already said that you can be mowed to other people, but you'll say, okay, fine, that's the bracha. Well, you'll say, well, wait a second. You could get this a different way. One is that is, the mitzvah is bracha al hayayin, and drinking is secondary. So therefore, it just needs to be drunk by somebody. Or you could say that it begins suda. Or you could say shomei kaone. It's as if I said the Kiddush, and maybe I am the Mekadesh, right? So you could either, right? So conceptually, you could end up in two places, right? One is not. Tom Mikadesh, or what? Someone else doing is Kilu. The Tom Mikadesh. Meaning, if we let other people drink, there are two ways you could say that. Either it's by lowering the standards for Kiddush, or by expanding how significant it is for someone, how directly involved the people drinking the wine are in the process. Right, again, is everyone clear on that? Meaning, in order to say that anybody can drink it, you need to say one of two things. You don't need Tom Mekadesh Mamash, or anybody who heard the Kiddush is Ki'ilu, the Mekadesh, and therefore they're drinking, is the person making the bracha drinking it. Meaning, they are... In order to say that doesn't work, either you say you need to both say that drinking is essential and that nobody else can become the Mekadesh. Say it again? Can one person make Kaddish Shabbos and one Agaven? Generally, no. Generally, we don't do that. Right? This is why you'll see I've never seen anyone do that, but there is one time where there's a major machloket about how connected the bracha on Hagafan has to be to the bracha, the other brachot, I won't say bracha mitzvah, but the ritualized brachot around the Hagafan. And this you might have seen, because this is a fight a lot, and that is at Sheva Brachot. So some shever brachot, they will have how many people making the brachot? Seven. And some they will have six. Well, some will have one, yes. There are some places where they do one. Some will have seven, but I'm not focusing on the one versus seven. I'm talking on the seven versus six. Because some people insist that Hagafen needs to go with one of the brachot. And some people do not insist that the Hagafen goes with one of the brachot. Very good. So this is a problem in general, right? We have this there. Now, similarly, we have another one. The tshuva that we have by Rav Moshe Feinstein here is actually from this other case, is the beginning of the wedding. So you will see different practices. The beginning of the wedding, the who makes the bracha on the kiddushin? What's the minhag ha'olam? The rabbi. The Mesader kiddushin makes the bracha. What's the problem? No, I mean, usually Mesader kiddushin is the one who makes the bracha on the kiddushin. Ah, so but what about the drinking? So many people, do they drink? No, briskers. They drink because it's a birchat hananin. It's a birchat hananin. What's the problem? Yeah, no, that's not the problem. The problem is how many chatanim.
So, I'd rather keep it a secret and watch this.
The next time you see someone who's a brisker, or probably anyone who went to YU, is Masada Kedushin. What do they do? I've done this myself when I was Masada Kedushin. What do they do? What? No. So here's the secret. This is Reb Chaim's old minhag, apparently. As they say the bracha, blah, blah, blah. Yep.
No.
Yes. Yes. You will see people do it. you will not. This is what you do. And if you're very subtle, it's hard to apply a stack up. With a metal cup, it's really easy. They'll see, they just sort of tilt it back into their hand. Right? Get a tiny bit, they hand it over, and their hand goes like this. Very insolent, right? Very, 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 very subtle, right? You don't do it, and you don't want to do that, right? Just spill it on the back of your hand, and then.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, I feel like we've unlocked an
Easter. What? Fine, so if I am beside our condition at your wedding, I will just drink. I will just drink it and shove it in your face.
No,
hey.
No, what I want you to do is,
oh, God.
I want you to come over, pour it onto the palm of your hand.
Oh yes, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, you'll see that's what. What? Nobody notices. I just showed it to you. You've probably been to so many weddings where they did this and you had no idea. What? No, because it has to be the cup you made the bracha on. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But you made it on what was in the cup. See, this is the problem. See, I had to fill it up all the way just so I could show this. And then, also, other hack for life. See, water is not a problem. Other hack for life is that you should use white wine at a wedding. Because if you do that, with white wine, it's not as bad. If you get red wine on the wedding dress. These are all the things that you should,
Tsunami hits your Gemara.
What?
Tsunami hits your Gemara.
There is not, in fact, a towel in the room.
There's a big towel dispenser.
Yeah, I know. When did we get that?
I don't know. Ever since we became, I don't know.
Became what?
I don't know.
So, but yeah, right. So what do we have here? So we have Misvara. On the one hand, if you think that drinking is an essential part of the Kiddush, and you aren't willing to accept
some very strong Shomei HaKohen
that will make it as if everybody who heard it is part of the Maisa Kiddush,
then you're going to end up where the halal sukkah is and say that the mekadesh mamash must drink the wine. If, on the other hand, you either think that the drinking is less essential because you think the bracha is it's amira al hayayin, or alternatively, you're willing to raise the level of the one listening it to either him to being ki'ilu the mekadesh, then you might end up with the position that everybody can drink. But within that, then you need to add, okay, but when everybody drinks, what does that mean? Does it mean that somebody else needs to drink kashir? So why would you say what someone else can drink, but that person must drink kashir? So one thing is you might think that you're maintaining that what? That there is a maisa shia required, right? That the maisa shia is required. It just happens to be that either you think you're willing to say that everybody's like the mekadesh, but you're not willing to say, to give up on the idea of a maisa shia. Or you say, listen, the maisa shia is part of the suda, and you need amir al yayin, and that's why you can split them, but it's still a maisa shia. And therefore, someone needs to do a maisa shia, so someone has some lugmav. On the other hand, you might say, no, what do you mean? This is only, drinking is just, it's nice, right? The point is, really, Bikaron, this is, shtia is amira lakos. The drinking is secondary, or the drinking is a din that the kos needs to be drunk. I don't know, you might come out with a result-oriented svara, which is not that any particular person needs to drink. What? Yeah, the post guy. Now we'll have to justify exactly why that would be, but you would end up there. But these are the possibilities that we have. So Rashbam, as I said, okay, to this Rashbam, I also apparently put it to you for the sheet on says, yeah, it's really anybody can drink. But the Halacha Gedolah, as we saw, says no, not everybody can drink. It is mamash the mikdash. Now, who raises the suffix as to whether when everybody drinks, does it need to be the mikdash? Does it need to be one person, or is it a total? Who raises that suffix? The Ritva, very good, right? The Ritva says in 13, Mori Zalayim Esupak, my Rebbe was unsure. Im lo tam echad mem lo lukma, shetau ben kulam kishir hahu im yatsu. He was Misupak. If total they had a malalogma, but not a single person, are they yotze? Aval betosos katvu the yatsu de kulam mitstarfin le malalogma. And Tosfot said that everyone combines. Umiu barba koso shel pesach shar shiitam kolecha mem ruba de kasa dainu rov rubiyat. But on the arba koso, he said everyone has to have malalogma, which is Rove Revere. Okay, good. We're going to say, I put a lot of psak here because it's a very halachal mitzvah. So I gave you psak, okay? Now, in order to justify this, we need to say a few things. So again, yes, it means that a shear needs to be drunk. But in order to justify this, you need to say a few things. And we need to go back and we saw the first half of shear, which is, what is Milo Lugmav? And we said, what is Milo Lugmav? So remind me, what did we say about Milo Lugmav? It is one sheetful. But what did we say? Is it a shear or is it an objective shear or a subjective shear? Right? Now, if it's a subjective shear, so what did we say? It's about experience. Now, if it's a subjective shear, then tell me which sides of this ritva work and which ones don't. Of course. Right, so again, if you weren't following that, Josh, spell it out. If you hold that Milo Lugmav itself is not really a shear, and it goes by each person how big their mouth is, and we said the reason you could justify something like that is because Milo Lugmav isn't really a shear. It's about the experience of a Maisa Shtia. That in order for something to be called an act of drinking, you need to have a certain level of satiation, a certain level of experience, which we define as filling up your cheek, and therefore it's a subjective shear.
So if it's a subjective shear, so Josh, tell me, does it make any sense to say that total with everybody you have to mull look up? Obviously not, because if you want to say, because, very good, because if you want to say, one second, Kobe, because Josh is very simple. If you think that Malo Lugmav is not really a shear at all, it's a shear and an experience that you need to do a Maizah Shtiyah, and therefore that's defined as you filling up your cheek. You can't then come to me and say, aha, but I have a subject for you. Can we all together have the shear of a cheekful? We just said that it's a subjective shear, and the reason it's a subjective shear is because it's not really about a shear of wine, it's a shear in a Maizah Shtiyah. You can't divide up a Maizah Shtiyah. If what you're saying is that less than Malo Lugmav is not drinking, you can't say, but if Josh, Morty, Kobe, Yonah, and Binyamin split Mo's cheekful worth of wine, then... not from your mouth. Okay, what happened was if Mo takes a cup, fills his mouth, make sure that he fills up half his mouth, spits it back into the cup. We then draw a line on the cup and figure out how much Malo Lugmav is for Mo, and based on his description, we'll put it here. Right? Well, this is bigger than Chazon Ish here. Then I will take another cup from which Mo has not drunk. I will fill it up to this amount, right? Then I will have Eitan make Kiddush, and then I will divide said shear amongst five other people. Right? That, everything I just said, is utter nonsense. That makes no sense. To even get off the ground for the Ritva, and then I'll take Kobe's question, Josh, to even get off the ground for the Ritva, that all together you can be Yotzei Kishir, what do you need, how do you need to conceptualize? Very good. You need to think below Lugmav is an objective shear. And then you can start asking the question, what is it an objective shear of? Is it an objective shear of the Shtiyah? Is it an objective share of what's in the cup? Is it an objective share of what needs to be drunk total? Is it an objective share of the shtiyah that needs to be had? And then you have to justify with the concept of kiddush, which one? But that doesn't even get off the ground unless you think that Malo Lugmav is an actual shear. If it's a shear in your experience, you cannot divide Mo's experience on the kiddush that Eitan made among five other people. Like, nothing about that makes any sense. And you'll tell me I could come up with lumdus for it. That lumdus is wrong. Okay? Okay, I'm not willing to tolerate such smarts already. No, too weird. Too weird. There's a limit to the weirdness that I can handle. So you could do that. So if Eitan made it on Malo Lugmav objectively, and then he gives it out to everybody, or he gives it out to one person, that's fine. But that's fine. That's what I'm talking about. What? Oh, sure. It's plausible to say that Eitan can say Kiddush, and if you think that someone else can drink it, that the Malo Lugmav that will be drunk is then subjectively defined by the other person. That works. That's not crazy. Right? No, that's not crazy. To say that Malo Lugmav is a subjective share, but it's a share in shtiyah, in drinking, and therefore, that even though Eitan makes the Kiddush, so if Eitan's Malo Lugmav is here, so you could say, but if Mo's the one drinking, that it needs to be at his Malo Lugmav here, and if it's at Morty's, let's say it's a little bit less, right, that it would be here. That's plausible, because then what you're saying is, you've established that one person can do the Maisa of Kiddush, and the other person can do the Maisa Shtiyah, and then you're saying, and Maisa Shtiyah is defined by each person, and since we're saying that anybody can drink, it doesn't need to be in the Kaddish. So the shear is defined by the person who's drinking. That's not crazy. But what is crazy is to say that shear can be divided amongst multiple people. Because if it's an objective shear, so maybe you could say, well, a kizayit needs to be eaten. But you can't say the experience of Mo's drinking must be felt experientially by Yonah, Josh, Morty, and Binyamin combined. Together they are experiencing what it would feel like if they joined together into one mind, what it would feel like to be Mo drinking wine. Zekfar. Oh, okay. like it. Each of these shita, we need to now ask multiple questions. So Kobe says, well, wait a second. I don't get it. He's like, either Hagafen is also a Birchat Hananin, or the fact that Hagafen is part of Kiddush shows you that a fundamental part of this is the Hana'a from it. Either way, how could you completely divorce the Mekadesh from the Hana'a? He's saying Hagafen, which is either a regular Birchat Hananin or a Birchat Hananin that has been integrated into the mitzvah, a la Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. But it's some sort of Birchat Hananin, right? Birchat Hananin, Hana'a Shel Mitzvah. How could you completely, and therefore, Kobe is in the Bahag camp. Kobe says, I don't like all this. I like the Bahag. Bahag says the person making Kiddush has to drink, so he has to drink. Oh, good. So Kobe says, but maybe you could come with Tzvedinim. And Kobe is now getting fancy. And Kobe says, well, maybe you could say there's two things going on. I'm making a Birchat Hananin, and the other thing is that Kiddush is happening. In terms of Birchat Hananin, as we know, la halacha, how much do you have to drink to become chayev in Birchat Hananin? Kolshu. Right, kolshu. However, by mitzvot, you need shiurim. So Kobe says, maybe you can come up with a hybrid position, which is everybody needs to have, the person being Mekadosh needs to have at least a minimal amount, like the Misadar Kedushin amongst briskers who's throwing wine on his on the back of his hand, just for the Birchat Hananin. But in a chanami, the mitzvah component, meaning the sheer component, can be taken as well. That's not crazy, right? So this would be a hybrid position, right? A hybrid position would be that the Mekadesh has a mashu, and then the Kiddush, right, because of the Birchat Hananin component, and then the Kiddush component, the formal component, is taken by somebody else, right? That wouldn't be an impossible hybrid at all. Yes, Josh.
So going back to the crazy thing before, can we just say that once the person making Kiddush makes the bracha of Kiddush, it now requires that his experiential thing has to be fulfilled?
But by him?
No, it has to be fulfilled.
Very good. So Josh says, well, maybe not, right? Maybe Kiddush triggers a chiyu for the experience of shtia, but not necessarily by him, right? And again, that may take a strong idea of shumei ka'one, right? Which is, it needs to be fulfilled by somebody. That somebody has to be part of the kiddush.
Yeah.
Eichshu, but shumei ka'one might be enough to really make other people part of the kiddush in some fundamental way. Yeah, that's not right. That's not impossible. As a total, already we're getting weird because if you think it's an objective share, sure. So Josh is now going to come up with the following Kiddush. Josh is going to say, you're right. It would be crazy to say that Eitan can make Kiddush, and then Morty and Josh have to split the Mololugma of Mo. But of Eitan, oh, maybe the Mekadesh creates the Shear. And now, even though that Mololugma is not the Shear, either for Josh's mouth or for Morty's mouth, since Eitan was the Mekadesh, he's triggered a chiyuv of drinking his Mololugmav, and therefore, even if it's a subjective shear, now that's very fancy.
Yeah, no, it's a little too fancy.
It's a bit too fancy for me. I understand where you're going. Meaning, I agree with you that that's mildly less insane than saying that Eitan makes Kiddush and Josh and Mo need to and Morty need to together have Mo's Mololugmav. That makes no sense. I agree with Josh that if you really, really wanted to bend over backwards and say something very fancy, then you could say that Eitan can make Kiddush, and then you'd have to split the Mololugmav of him, because his saying the Kiddush defined for our experience of Kiddush the Shear, and then we can split the Shear. I will admit that it is not a logical impossibility. I find it weird. But, look, as we know, I've told you this probably before, that there's a line that floats around, and I've heard too many people claim that they were, you know, different attributions to who first said it. But as the line goes in Lamdos, is one man's reductio ad absurdum is another man's inachanami, right? Which is a weird mix of yeshivish and Latin, right?
So it can only be attributed to a limited number of...
Yes, exactly. Right, but a reductio ad absurdum... What? I've heard it in the name of different people, but... And I will admit that there are certain people in this yeshiva where that is... I know that my reductio ad absurdum is there in a chanami, not to name names... May or may not be the person who just said svara that I think is absurd, but may or may not be. Very theoretical there. Good. So let's start plugging it in. Okay, we've thrown out some svara. We don't have so much time. Let's start plugging it in. So look, start with the Aruch HaShulchan. Start with the Rush. Go to the Rush. Okay, we'll come to the Ram Chalv is a little bit longer, but let's look at the Rush first. The Rush says, V'yireh she'echad menatz mitzuvin tzarech lishtot melo lugmav. So he, like the Rashbam, says, somebody needs to drink it. However, he says, V'ein shtiat shnayim mitzarfen limlo lugmav. But two people can't combine. Morty plus Josh doesn't work. Why not? So now he tells you his svara. Okay, you don't have to guess. Now he actually plugs in the svara. Delo mikri shtia shel hana'a bepachot mimelo lugmav. It's not called a drinking of hana'a unless a single person has milo lugmav. Va'anan bi'inan shiyahane'a dami kol shel bracha. And we need that somebody should benefit from the kol shel bracha. So he says this, right? That one person needs to drink because you need a maisa shtia, but there's a bit of Kobe in here. He says, why do you need a maisa shtia, Kobe? Because the hana'a shibo. And then we could say that one of two ways. You could either say that, well, hagafen is hagafen, and it's a birch hana'a, or if you want to be fancy, you could pull out Rosh Shlomo Zalman that we saw last week. Remember Rosh Shlomo Zalman we saw last week? Right, the very end on Wednesday, we saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that there's a bracha. On Tuesday, you were here. Remember, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that there's two types of birchat hana'a. There's a bracha, a regular birchat hana'a, and then birchat hana'a shel mitzvah. In both of them, it's a bracha which is matir hana'a, and he's mechadish that the hagafen, just hagafen of kiddush, isn't a normal birchat hana'in. It's a birchat hanenin, which is mater hana'a shel mitzvah. And therefore, it is sort of a birchat hanenin, because it's mater, the enjoyment of the drink. But because this is a chalos shem kiddush, it's the hana'a itself is hana'at mitzvah, and therefore the birchat hanenin is a different type of birchat hanenin.
It's like the Rav said.
Exactly, like the Rav said by Karpas, Bidyu. It's a birchat hana'a, birchat hanenin shel mitzvah. If you combine Rav Shlomo Zalman with the Rosh, you get a very nice lamdus, which is, on the one hand, it's ritualized enough that I don't need the mikdash to drink it, because it's a mitzvah, so I can dissociate it to somebody else, just like goodbye any mitzvah. On the other hand, that's only enough to say that the person who's making the bracha doesn't need to actually drink the wine. It's ritualized enough that it can be detached from him. However, what type of bracha is it, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman? Birchat hana'a shel mitzvah. Birchat hanen shel mitzvah. And therefore, whoever's going to drink, because it's a mitzvah, it doesn't need to be the mekadesh. Exactly. But it needs to be someone who's going to have a full shtia, because otherwise, nobody had hana'a shel mitzvah. Right? So the Rosh, I think, worked beautifully with...
Yeah, but that leads to an interesting thing, which...
With Rav Shlomo Zalman Orba.
Since it's a shal mitzvah, you can have the brech hana'a piggyback sort of from person to person.
What?
I mean, I'm not necessarily opposed to saying it, but now we're saying that you can, and that since it's a mitzvah, we can have the hana'a aspect.
Correct. Piggyback. Yes.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Right. And that's why Rav Zalman is so helpful here. Because it is hana'a, but it's right, it is mitzvah, so you don't need it to be the mekadesh. Because I can be motzi morti in kiddush. But I need morti, if he's going to be drinking, to drink a full shir, because you need hana'a shel mitzvah. Now, Kobe will tell me.
Fill the Hanah aspect.
Kobe says, maybe it has Tzvei Din in it. Right? It has Hanah Shel Mitzvah, but it also is a Stam Birch Hanah. Very good. So Kobe wants to say that that's a new category, but there's still the basic. I mean, that's very nice lumdus to justify why someone else has to have the shir. But you still, someone needs to still have the. You're making the bracha. It's still also Birch Hanah Nen. And therefore,
just say that. In which case,
now he's not weighing in on this point, but
in which case, it's perfectly fine for it to carry over because it's a new bracha with new type of bracha with new halacha.
Yeah, Cholio. Okay, so.
Okay.
I'm debating. Okay, maybe let's leave it here. Right, tomorrow we'll see. So here we've justified this position. We justified this position. We still need to come back and justify this position. We'll have the Aruch HaShulchan is going to try. We'll see Maram Chalava, Aruch HaShulchan, and we'll see. We'll trace this through LaHalacha, right? Most of these, there's a little bit of Lamdos and a little bit of Halacha. They integrate, so you'll know LaHalacha what you do. Hopefully we'll finish it in one more day, meaning we did about half the sheet, plus we did the Gemara, so we should be able to do this tomorrow, and hopefully I won't spill another cup of water, which will take up a few minutes distraction there.